For the last several years, Los Alamos has been fielding cylindrical implosion experiments to study hydrodynamic instability growth in convergent geometry. Convergence modifies the classical picture of instability growth through what are known as Bell-Poiset effects, which are present in both cylindrical and spherical systems. Cylinders are advantageous in that they incorporate these effects while also retaining direct diagnostic access by viewing down the cylinder axis. These cylindrical targets are directly driven with lasers at both the Omega Laser Facility and the National Ignition Facility. The much greater energy available at the NIF allows us to field larger cylinders that can be pushed to a higher convergence ratio while maintaining a final size that can be imaged within diagnostic limitations. The targets consist of an annular plastic ablator with an embedded aluminum marker layer on the inner surface of the ablator, and the target itself is filled with a low-density foam. The foam density controls the deceleration profile and the final convergence of the design. Our primary diagnostic in these experiments is axial radiography, and the more opaque aluminum marker is used to provide contrast for the backlighter X-rays, enabling us to directly image the interface during the implosion. We have observed a persistent M equals 8 octagonal feature in all of our cylindrical targets fielded at the NIF so far, and we speculate that this is due to differential absorption of the different groups of beams driving the implosion. This effect is not able to be captured in our 2D calculations with Los Alamos's X-ray radiation hydrodynamics code, but we have recently started running the flash radiation hydrodynamics code, which has a fully 3D laser ray tracing package to investigate this asymmetry. We expect that this will provide greater insight into the origins of this drive asymmetry, as well as aid in the design of mitigation schemes for future experiments. Thank you very much for your interest.